Title: Noise Burst Send Rides Before Every Phrase Turn Advanced. All right, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live move for drum and bass that sounds small on paper, but in real tracks it's one of those how is this arrangement so glued tricks. We're building a dedicated noise turn system, and the key idea is this: right before every phrase turned, usually every 8 or 16 bars, we'll ramp a send into a return that's designed specifically for short noise bursts. Then we hard cut the send on the downbeat so the drop still smacks. This is not FX for fun. Treat it like gain staging and arrangement punctuation. The goal is consistency. Every turn has a controlled lift, your drums stay sacred, and the mix doesn't get cluttered. First, set up your session so the music tells you where to place these. Go to arrangement view and think in drum and bass phrasing. Most of the time you've got 16 bar phrases, and you feel the turn at bar 9 and bar 17, and so on. Drop locators: intro, drop 1, mid 8, turnaround, drop 2, whatever fits your arrangement. Because here's what we're doing: we're placing short noise energy into those locators, usually starting somewhere between a quarter bar and a bar before the turn. In fast DnB tempos, that often ends up beating the last half bar, or even the last quarter bar, before the downbeat. Now let's build the actual return. This is where the cleanliness comes from. Create a return track and rename it a noise turn. And now we're going to build a stock Ableton chain that's basically make noise useful, controlled, and mix ready. Start with EQ8. The big job here is remove low end. Put a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. Pick the spot where it stops sounding like it's sitting on your kick. If the noise is aggressive, you can add a little dip in the 2 to 4K area to reduce harshness. Not always needed, but it's a great safety move. Next, auto filter. Set it to low pass, 12 or 24 dB. Put the bass cutoff somewhere like 8 to 12K, but we're going to automate this, so don't overthink it yet. Add a touch of resonance, like 10 to 25%, and if you want a bit more attitude, add drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. This filter is the intentional motion part. Without it, noise just sounds like hiss. With it, it sounds like a transition. After that, add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive it lightly, maybe 2 to 8 dB depending on how bright your noise is. Then trim the output so you're not just blasting the return. Keep it controlled. Then add hybrid reverb or normal reverb. Hall or plate works. For most rolling DnB, keep decay tighter than you think, like 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Add a bit of pre-delay, 10 to 30 milliseconds, so it doesn't immediately smear the transient space. Dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. You can automate this later for bigger moments, but if you start too wet, you'll end up fogging your snare. Optional, but really useful: glue compressor to keep the return consistent. Attack about 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when the noise peaks. And then a limiter at the end as a safety. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. You're not trying to squash it, you're just catching spikes. Quick teacher note: start thinking about level targets now. When the turn happens, you want the return to peak consistently. Something like minus 12 to minus 8 dBFS on the return meter is a great ballpark. If one turn peaks at minus 18 and the next peaks at minus 6, it'll feel like your track is lurching around even if the automation curve is identical. Now we need a noise source to feed this return. Two options exist, but I'm going to steer you to the cleaner, more practical one for real sessions. Create an audio track named Noise SRC. Drop in a white noise sample, vinyl noise, wind noise, whatever you've got. If you don't have one, you can generate noise in a synth and resample it. The important part is, keep the clip short. For most phrase turns, an eighth note to a half bar is plenty. For a big section change, you might go longer, like a full bar, but don't default to long. In DnB, short and intentional usually wins. Now the routing. You want this track to be effectively silent unless you send it. Turn its main output off, or just pull the track fader all the way down. Then you send it to feed the noise turn return. That's the workflow magic. The noise exists, but only the send makes it audible. It keeps your arrangement clean, and it makes automation the whole performance. Now we do the core move: send rides before every phrase turn. Open automation on the noise SRC track, and choose send A. Here's the typical shape: start at minus infinity, basically zero send. Then ramp up over the last little window before the phrase changes. A microlift might be the last eighth note or last quarter note. A standard punctuation might be the last quarter bar. A bigger moment might be the last half bar. Ramp the send up to something like minus 12 to minus 6 dB of send level. Don't obsess over the number, but do listen for this, you want it clearly felt, but not so loud that it becomes a new instrument. Then, the most important part, hard cut the send at the downbeat. Right at the new phrase start, snap it back to zero. That snap is what preserves impact. If the send keeps going into the downbeat, you'll feel like the drop is covered with a blanket. Indeed, NB, that's unforgivable. The downbeat has to punch. A really practical example for a 16-bar phrase, ramp the send somewhere around bar 15 beat 3 into bar 16 beat 1, then snap to zero at 16 beat 1. Now, once the send automation is working, let's make it feel designed rather than generic. Go to the return and automate auto filter cutoff. For a lift, sweep it from lower to higher into the downbeat. For example, start around 3.5k and move up toward 12k over that same last half bar or last quarter bar. If you want a little extra tension at the final moment, automate resonance slightly upward near the end, like 15% up to 25% right before the downbeat. Keep it subtle. Too much resonance becomes whistle why, and you'll hate it later when you're mastering. Optionally, automate the reverb dry slash wet slightly up at the end of the ramp, like 20% up to 35% just for the last quarter bar. That makes big turns feel bigger without making your entire track washy. Now a huge DNB requirement, sidechain control, because as soon as you add whooshes and tails, they start stepping on kick and snare. On the return, add a compressor after the reverb. Turn on sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your kick and snare group, or your drum bus. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Then bring the threshold down until you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the drums hit, what this does is simple. Your noise doesn't disappear, but it moves out of the way on transients. The snare keeps its crack, the kick keeps its punch, and the noise reads as energy rather than masking. Now let's talk placement, because arrangement is where this becomes a system. In a rolling track, use these as phrase punctuation. Every 8 bars, do a tiny lift. Maybe it's only an eighth note long, mostly filtered, barely audible. Every 16 bars, do a more noticeable one, like a quarter to half bar. For section changes, like end of drop into breakdown, that's where you can go up to a full bar, slightly more reverb, maybe a bit wider. And for jungle specifically, these pair beautifully with break edits. You can even put a tiny send ramp on the break bus right before a chopped fill, but keep the noise high past so it doesn't blur ghost notes and low mid movement. Now, let's correct the 5 mistakes that almost everybody makes the first time. Mistake 1. Too much low end in the noise. If you don't high pass, your sub and kick clarity vanish. Always filter it. Mistake 2. Leaving the send up after the downbeat. It reduces impact. Snap it down. Every time. Mistake 3. Too much reverb. Big reverb sounds impressive in solo, but in DNB it eats transient space. Keep it tight. Mistake 4. Inconsistent automation. If every 16 bars is a different loudness and a different style, your arrangement feels messy. Build a repeatable language. Mistake 5. No sidechain control. Without ducking, your noise return will make your snare feel quieter even if your snare meter says it's fine. That's masking. Duck it. Now I want to level you up with a few advanced coaching moves that make this feel professional fast. First, tune the return in sends only mode. Solo the return, or temporarily ensure your noise source isn't going to the master at all, and listen only to what the return is contributing. Adjust EQ, filter, saturation, and reverb until it sounds like a transition, not a new layer. Then go back to full mix and reduce your send amount by about 10 to 20%. That one move prevents overcooking it. Second, consider pre-fader sends. If you want the turn effect to stay consistent even while you're riding the noise track volume or changing drum bus levels during mixdown, set the send to pre-fader. It's a way to keep your turn system stable while you mix. Third, unify control with macros. Group your return devices and map a macro called turn intensity to small ranges of filter cutoff, saturator drive, and reverb dry slash wet. Then map a tail length macro to reverb decay and maybe compressor release. Tiny range. Now small turn versus big turn becomes one decision instead of you drawing 5 separate automation lanes every time. Fourth, clean downbeats by managing tails, not just send level. Snapping the send down helps, but you can go further. For example, automate the reverb decay slightly shorter right on the downbeat bar, or put a utility after the reverb and automate it down by 1 to 2 dB for the first eighth note after the drop, so the kick and snare feel like they step forward. Fifth, calibrate ramp time to tempo feel, not to bars. At 170 to 175 BPM, A 16th to an 8th bar is a micro Q that keeps rollers moving. A quarter bar is your standard punctuation. A half to a full bar is for actual section changes. Now, a few spicy variations if you want this to sound more expensive and more you. You can build two returns, a tight one and a wide one. Tight turn is short, more mono, minimal reverb, use frequently every 8 bars. Wide turn is wider, longer tail, maybe a tiny chorus or micro shift, used for 16 or 32 bar moments. Then your automation becomes arrangement language. Small turns go to A, big turns go to B. If you want rhythmic gating without drawing a million automation points, put auto pan on the return. Set amount to 100%, phase to 0 degrees so it behaves like a gate. Sync the rate to 8th or 16th notes and make the shape close to square. Now your send ride can beat a smooth ramp, but the audible noise becomes stepped and rolling like DNB. If you want the noise to stay present but still leave space, you can sidechain the filter behavior too. For example, let the cutoff dip slightly on kick and snare so the transient space stays clear, while that overall return doesn't pump as much. And if you want a reverse ramp illusion without reversing audio, try a very short simple delay at 100% wet, like 10 to 30 milliseconds, and automate feedback up right before the turn. Combined with filter movement, it creates this suction pull that reads like reverse energy but stays tight. Sound design extras. Layering helps. Use a white noise layer for air, and a band-limited wind layer for body. High pass both, but let the body layer keep a tiny bit more texture in the low mids, still well away from sub-territory. Blend with clip gain so you're not relying only on send level. And for controlled laser air, add a second EQ after saturation with a narrow bell around 6 to 10k, and automate that frequency slightly upward into the turn. It adds edge without needing more reverb. Stereo discipline matters too. Put utility at the end of the return. This audio version is shortened for playback.